from the Beasley Broadcast Building, serving the most beautiful people in the South. You, the resident of Tampa Bay, Florida. It's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew.
It is a good day to have a great day. JR, Lana, Kevin, the weatherman at his house last night. Hail. He had hail in Lutz.
Hail. This is the second time it's happened.
So weird.
In the last month, and we've lived there for 8 years, and it's never happened before. It's so strange. Because it started up pretty bad last night around, I don't know, it was like almost 7 o'clock or so. And all of a sudden, you'd kind of hear it kind of getting louder on the roof, and I'm going, man, that sounds like hail. And then you look, I'm like, oh my God, it's hail. I'm like, you gotta be kidding. And the lightning was so bad. And, luckily, no tornado, because you never know. Hail means tornadoes, activity.
Yeah. It looked nasty.
The kids and Jenny and the dog went into the laundry room, which is like our safe spot, because it's in the middle of the... I go, well, okay, well, we haven't got alert on our phone, and then all of a sudden, severe warning alert, then that came, but no tornado warning, so...
I probably should have been paying more attention. I was playing in a softball game not too far from your house.
Yeah, it was coming over that way.
Yeah, we didn't get hail, but we saw the clouds. It looked like a volcano erupted.
It was bad.
And we luckily got the game in right before it started pouring, and we all jumped in our cars and got out of there. But, you know, never smart to be holding a metal bat.
No.
As the lightning gets closer and closer, I was we might as well at this point fly a kite with a key on it.
Do you get to park your cars inside your garage?
My wife does. I have to park in the driveway, but... I didn't notice any damage from it when I looked this morning.
Yeah, because, that can mess up your car.
I think they were small enough where it didn't leave dents. But, it was coming down pretty good.
What a gentleman. Let his wife park in there.
As it should be.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right. Lana, how are you this morning?
Doing good. So, today I'm not going to be taking any more Benadryl because I've been taking Benadryl because of my hand. Oh, look, I got my engagement ring on today. We're doing good. Look at my hand.
Looks way better.
Yeah.
Just the middle finger's a little bit red. So, obviously, that's right where the sting was. By the way, she's been flicking me off to show me.
Always.
But you know what? Even when she's not stung, she's usually flicking me off. She's interesting.
It's a lot better because I've been taking Benadryl for the last 3 days. But I can't take it anymore because I already walk around like a zombie all day because of our hours. The last 3 days, I have been zero productive. I'm like, I can't take this stuff anymore.
Well, I didn't want to say anything.
I know it, man. I'm glad you're doing better. I got to be done taking that stuff. I can't take it anymore.
Well, that's how the week started. So what is Lana drama going to be today? 6:35? We're going to find out about that. So, and by the way, there's never a shortage. I go, she's going through that. She probably was Benadryl. She's probably sleeping most of the week. But nope, she's got something for us at 6:35. So excited to hear that. All right, let's get the day going. I want to know, what in the world are you doing up right now? Hit us up. We'll get you on the air. It's going to be a good day. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. Yes, you. What are you doing up right now? Here's Sam. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK, asking you, what in the world are you doing up right now? JD, good morning.
Good morning. JD's rolling down I-75 southbound.
All right. Are you a truck driver?
No, I'm a crane operator on my way to build the Howard Franklin.
Nice.
Oh, very nice, man. I've seen the construction. You guys got a lot going on today on the Howard Franklin?
Big job, yeah. We're setting a couple of 66,000-pound cages and a lot of hook work, man. We're going to be rocking and rolling tonight.
I love it.
At least you got the right attitude about it. I like the energy this morning.
It's hump day, son. We're getting 2 days. We're close. We almost there.
Friday. Almost there. I love this attitude.
All right, JD. Listen, man, I love your spirit. You have a great day, man.
Later.
And be safe. See you. All right, coming up next, we're going to play Secret Celebrity for a gift card to PDQ. Hang on. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK, JR, Lana, Kevin here, playing Secret Celebrity right now.
And we've got a $50 gift card to PDQ. This is going to be great for this weekend because if you're heading out on the boat or maybe the beach or picnic, Tender Lovin' Subs are perfect for all of those like pool parties and whatnot. So check out the new Tender Lovin' Subs at PDQ. And tell us, who is this Secret Celebrity?
You're going to hear interviews from Bob Dylan. I didn't know Bob did interviews anymore, but he was sweet enough to do an interview for the anthology, and Keith Urban. did an interview for, because it was through Keith that one of the greatest things in Double Live happened, which the anthology all talks about the back half of the 90s, all the way up to retirement.
Pretty cool. This guy giving a shout out to Bob Dylan and Keith Urban, which is interesting because they're not really two of a kind. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know, after they got done talking, they went to a bar and had two pina coladas.
I remember that.
You know, that summer, that was a great summer for them because of those two pina coladas, and they enjoyed each other's company.
Oh, absolutely. And they stayed there. They were not going down to the sun came up, you know?
Mm-mm. You know what they did? They went to a rodeo instead.
Right. I forgot about that, too.
Was the thunder rolling during that rodeo?
Actually, the weather was okay that day.
Oh, good.
So, yeah, that was interesting. But it was a dive bar, no doubt about it.
Yeah, wasn't that dive bar right next to the river?
I think so.
Well, those dive bars, they have long neck bottles for sure.
I love it. All right, who could our secret celebrity be? 800-992-1099, 800-992-1099. I'll tell you what, these clues are absolutely shameless. All right, who could it be? All right, we're playing secret celebrity right now. Who is our secret celebrity?
You're going to hear interviews from Bob Dylan. I didn't know Bob did interviews anymore, but he was sweet enough to do an interview for the anthology, and Keith Urban did an interview for, because it was through Keith that one of the greatest things in Double Live happened, which the anthology all talks about the back half of the 90s, all the way up to retirement.
All right, Jonathan St. Pete right now. John, you heard his voice. You heard our clues. Who is our secret celebrity?
The one and only Kenny Chesney.
That is incorrect. It is not Kenny Chesney, John.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, John, we named like 10 of his songs. Well, listen, man, I got to go on to the next person, but you have a great day.
All right, thank you, bye.
Yeah. QYK, good morning. Who's this?
Marie.
Hi, Marie. How's your day going?
Good, how you doing?
Good, let's start it off with some free food. Who is our secret celebrity?
Garth Brooks.
There we go. Garth Brooks.
Yeah, talking about a box set he's putting out, which is kind of cool. He's got interviews with Bob Dylan and Keith Urban. That's going to be awesome. And, of course, all his music. Good news, though. We're going to feed you a $50 gift card to PDQ. It is yours.
Yeah.
There you go. All right, hang on for me, already?
Thank you.
All right, like I was saying earlier, Lana has been stung by a bee on Saturday, which swelled her hand up. I didn't even notice it Monday. It looked disgusting. You said that. Those are your words.
Yes, it was a man hand.
And so it was swollen, very big rubber hand. Tuesday, didn't look that good. You've been taking Benadryl. Today, it looks better. So you say, okay, that's Lana drama. I mean, what else could there be? Well, she's got more.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait. It's next.
You think you got drama? Wait till you hear Lana's drama. It's Lana Drama on 99.5 QIK. Lana, what's your drama?
Well, it's drama, but it's also Lana dilemma as well.
Ooh,
a little bit. So,
So
my situation at home right now, when I moved in with Paul, I was really excited because I finally got a chance to live on the water. But we don't have a pool. And I really, that's one of the things that I love. This first home I've ever lived in Florida, and I need a pool. It's hot out there, and I really, really wanted a pool. So we were trying to, you know, figure out how we were going to save up and try to get a pool and stuff like that. Last year was kind of a bad year for both Paul and I, so we had to put that on hold. And then, of course, with the supply chain and everything, and it just, you can't get parts and all the expenses and whatnot. So he comes home from Sam's the other day, and he's like, hey, he goes, look what they're selling at Sam's. And he shows me a picture on his phone.
Oh, no.
Yes. Above ground pool.
Yeah,
I'm like, oh, no, we're not. He goes, man, this thing is awesome. He's like, we should totally get one of these because it's probably going to be a while before we can get a pool. He's like, but I think this is great. He goes, we should totally. I'm like, I am not putting in an above ground pool at our house. I'm like, no way, no sir, no how. And he's like, no, this is going to be awesome. He goes, it'll be great. I mean, when we get off the boat, we can go. So I'm like, no. Of course, the 9-year old hears this. What, a pool? An above ground pool? She's like, I want to see. And he's looking this thing up, and he's look. Oh man, it comes with a filter, and it's like a real pool. It's got a filter system.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just thinking to myself, I am not going to have an above ground pool at our house. I mean, I hate to say this, and I'm really sorry I'm saying this, but it's redneck, and I'm not going to do it.
Oh, right.
I don't want to. And I know if he goes and gets this pool, we are never going to get a real pool because it'll suffice as something. So,
well, now, I mean, not everybody can afford to put in a $70,000+ pool.
And we can't either. I mean, right now we can. I mean, it's tough. And I don't want to have my yard ripped up for a year because it seems like it's just taking so long. My poor neighbor got their pool dug in August of last year and it's still not done.
Yep. Yeah.
And I don't want to go through that. So, now, like, Paul is excited. Like, he wants to go. Like, he's been doing all this research now. I mean, he saw the one at Sam's that gave him the idea.
Yes.
And so now he's, like, looking at, look at this one. This one's got this, this, and this. So, oh, yeah. I'm waiting for the day when he's, like, I'm getting it. I'm getting it now. And we're going to have an above-ground pool in our backyard.
Hilarious.
Oh, no, we're not.
Well, a couple things. One.
Only a couple.
They can, like, my uncle, who I just went and saw this past weekend, he has one.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you, and it gets hot where they live in Central California. They use theirs probably for 2 months, and then never use it again. It's kind of like, in a way, it's kind of like an above-ground spa. I remember my parents had that, and it was really exciting the first month, and it had lights in it and a stereo. And then you never really use it, and you're more taking care of it. That's one part. If it's not done right, it is an eyesore.
You think?
But I have seen pools where they built a deck around it.
No, we don't have.
Hold on. They built a deck around it.
Mm-hmm. No.
And it's
no.
Nice.
Hold on.
Oh, God. I just know this is going to happen.
Built a deck around it. Say that one more time. And it looks like it's fitted in that deck. Now, I'm not saying that's going to be a better situation, but there are ways to spruce it up a little bit. But will we still make fun of you? Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't come over and hang out by
absolutely
a bunker
not.
Pool.
And by the way, you live on the water. So that's kind of a pool. I mean, you guys kind of could float around in the water.
We do, actually. We
well, have, get away from the pool. You save yourself the money.
We have
get an exterminator for the snakes out there. For crying out. Forget the pool.
When the tide is high, we'll get the big mat out, and the kids will go swimming in the canal, and Louie goes swimming in the canal.
There
and
you
stuff.
Go. But, what are we doing?
Well, because you can't go swimming in the canal all the time, because when the tide's low, it's gross in there. But yeah,
you just sound a little bit bougie right now.
So yeah, so that is my drama now. I know one of these days. He's gonna pull the trigger and he's gonna buy this above ground pool and I'm gonna have this massive, huge, ugly pool in my backyard and he's gonna be like, "This is great." I'm gonna be like, "I'm never gonna get my pool. I'm never gonna get my pool." So that's my Lana dilemma.
You spend it all on the ring, Lana.
Well, there is that, I guess.
You can't say too much.
You're wearing a pool on your hand.
Exactly. Go swimming in that diamond for crying out loud. Oh man. If we are coming over.
Oh, you guys do that too? You guys keep your Christmas lights on?
We're going to Lana's for a great pool party. The only thing, it is above ground, and she looks like a redneck.
Be a freestyle rapper, by the way.
That was great.
Yep, that's going to be me, the girl with the above ground pool in the backyard, living on the water.
A lot of people have it. I don't want to put anybody down that has one. A lot of people have
it. Do you know anybody that has one that lives on the canal?
I just told you my uncle has one, and he lives on a river. I showed you that.
I can't do it. I just can't. So
I don't know if it's up to you.
I know.
It doesn't sound like it is.
I think the house is in his name because you moved in with him.
What would Jenny do if you said I want to get an above ground pool?
First of all, I would not want an above ground pool, but she would say no.
I'm going to move in with you guys.
Plenty of room.
Plenty.
And not only that, Louie can't swim in an above ground pool.
Okay.
So why would I even want one?
Well, your dad's house has a pool. You go over there all the time.
It's an hour away.
That's why you spend the weekend there.
I know. I'm going this weekend.
Love it.
Yes.
Oh, so that's my Lana drama for the week.
Well, that's first world problems right there.
Yeah.
So thank God you're okay.
What do you mean? My hand is still puffy. So last week's.
Oh, I love it. All right. So I got something for you. Good luck with that.
Mm-hmm.
So I got an interesting message on LinkedIn from a guy that I went to high school with. Mm-hmm. I want to read it to you on the air. I noticed it this morning on my way to work. Okay. And I thought it was very strange to get this from this particular person.
Okay. Right?
I'm going to read it next for you on 99.5 QIK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK. We know you got a lot going on this morning, so set your alarms for 8:25 because we've got Universal tickets, okay? Mm-hmm. So Universal tickets, 8:25. All right, very strange message that I got on LinkedIn from a guy I knew in high school, okay? I'm going to let you know how we knew each other in high school in a second, but I just got a random message from him. Haven't talked to him in years, but I want to read this message to you that I got on LinkedIn. I saw it this morning. You ready?
Read it on LinkedIn.
Well, Lana, you got to get off.
Haven't been on that in a while.
Well, you got to get off MySpace, Lana. We've all moved on. All right, here we go. Hey, man, I know it might sound weird and not make much sense, but you never really knew me because I was so guarded, scared in our time together. But I always admired, loved, and respected you. I hope life is beautiful and your world is full of success and riches far greater than dollars and cents. Even though those help. Just felt like sending you positive vibes your way in a sometimes cold world. Would love to reconnect sometime if it makes sense. Hope you and yours are kicking butt. Love, Andrew. Very nice.
Wow.
What you don't realize is he and I were very close in high school.
Really?
Very close. We played baseball together since Little League. My parents and his parents, very close. And he lived probably a mile from me growing up, and we would hang out all the time.
Until what age?
Until even in college. I mean, we went to separate. When we'd come back from college, we would hang out all the time. All the boys would get back together. And the fact that he said he didn't really know me,
I'm weird.
A little confused. Now, I'm bummed that he felt like he was guarded because he was an awesome guy, a hell of a baseball player as well. And like I said, I think we even carpooled to high school a few times. I mean, he was the dude, and he was a close friend to me, and I just got this message this morning. And I go, well, who are you, Andrew?
You sure it's the right Andrew?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Because he referenced something else in here that I want to read. I don't want to read on the air, but it was just very strange to get this message this morning because I was, obviously he's reaching out and being sweet, so I don't want to belittle that, but I'm thinking like, it's one of my best friends. This would be like someone from Prior Lake going, hey, listen, you don't really know me. Now everybody develops, right?
Well, I've changed so much. I mean, and high school was like centuries ago.
Right. No, I understand that. But I'm just saying, like, a guy that you thought you were really close to and then says, you never really knew me. I was very guarded and whatnot.
Huh.
So is that a reflection on me that he didn't feel comfortable?
He never really knew you?
He said, you never really knew me. I felt guarded and scared. Now, I don't know if that was for everybody or whatnot. But I'm telling you, this guy was the man. He was not an introvert by any means. He was hilarious, a great musician, a great baseball player.
Sports. Yeah, you said.
And I mean, a stud at sports. And I've known him since little. I mean, like, I think even like, first team you ever been on Little League, T-ball. I think we knew each other. And I mean, we've gone Christmas shopping together for our parents. I mean, I'm telling you, we were tight. So now I get this morning. I'm going, all right, well, who is this guy?
Kevin, let's go to the brains, I guess, on this one. What do you think?
It's a strange text. I mean, a strange message, right?
It's very strange, especially since you spent that much time with him. Maybe if it was like, you know, maybe a year, then I can understand. But the fact that you played on the same team, you carpooled, your parents knew each other. Of course you remember him. Well, like, how could you, you know?
I don't remember him. Yeah.
Like, if someone did this for me. And like it was a buddy from high school that I spent 4 years with. Hey, I don't know if you remember me. Well, of course I do.
Well, I don't know necessarily think it was if you remember me. It was more like you never really knew me. Like I guess the real person that he is.
Right.
And that
maybe he's just figuring that out now.
I mean, we had a lot of deep conversations. I remember his first heartbreak and me talking him through that. And
well,
then when I had my first heartbreak,
then you know
him talking me through that. I mean, we were very tight. I go, what is happening?
What are you not friends on Facebook or Instagram?
I don't think he's on Facebook, so I think he is on LinkedIn. So that's okay. Where he met. I think he saw me comment on one of our other buddies' things, and then he goes, "Hey, man, you know,
okay.
Saw that you commented on so and so Mike's Paige, whatever. Another strange thing is, you know, I went to see family, but I also saw some friends.
Right.
He actually came up in conversation this weekend.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, hey, man, how's Andrew doing? Is he doing well? Da, 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 da. And yeah, he's doing great. He's working for a digital marketing team, and he's always a bright guy.
What'd you reply back?
Oh, okay. You want to know what I replied back? I want to get him on the show, actually. I want to see if he'll come on the show. Because he's a very
out. Put him on the spot. I'm just like
gonna
that?
Well, I'm not going to call him right now. I'm just going to ask him if he wants to go. Because he was a very outgoing dude. I said, dude, you're the man. Love you like a brother. No matter who you thought you were or who you are now. Yes, yes, yes. Let's connect on social media. And obviously, I said, are you on social media? And obviously connect over the phone. And then I sent a picture of me and my two buddies that were all tight, part of our group. Mm-hmm. We all played ball together. I said, this was last weekend in Newport while I was visiting. I said, we actually talked about you, and I think you're doing digital marketing, right? And that's what I sent him, and obviously he's on the West Coast, so he will respond. But
interesting.
That's strange.
That is very different.
You'll have to give us an update and see what's going to happen with this.
Well, and like I said, he's a very outgoing dude. I think he probably will come on the show. I mean, I'm telling you.
Okay.
And I want to hear what he means by this.
Well, we're going to find out.
Does he have secrets about me?
Uh-oh.
No, I'm just kidding.
I know. There's some underlying thing going on. There's something bigger there, I feel. I feel like there's something maybe he's got to say, and he's just maybe feeling you out, maybe.
Right.
Maybe he's dating your ex-girlfriend.
Go for it, dude. Good luck.
The 715 second date update on 99.5 QYK.
Sarah's on the phone today, looking for love. We're gonna see if we can make it happen. Good morning, Sarah. How are you?
I'm okay.
Okay.
Better, I guess.
All right. So tell us about Kyle. This is the guy you mentioned in your email. Tell us about your guys' date.
Yeah, we got together and actually we wanted to kick it at the beach, so we actually went over to Treasure Island and we hit up Caddy's.
Oh yeah.
Love that beach, like best sunset, super chill vibe, and we just did like a lunch afternoon kind of thing. We did lunch, and I don't know, we had a really good time. It was a super relaxing date. I felt like we were vibing, and I felt like it was like the perfect first date because we got a chance to just talk and get to know each other, have some cocktails.
Oh, I like that.
Chill out, you know?
Very cool.
Right. It was a great hangout spot.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I love Caddy's.
The problem now lies in the fact that I have not even heard from him since, like not even a peep. I know I'm trying to like think back to, you know, I've been like replaying our date over and over because I'm like, did I say something? Did something happen? But I mean,
did you guys like kiss at the end of the date or ooh, talk about going on another one, right?
We didn't kiss. I mean, there were times on the beach, like, you know, he totally put the, you know, sunblock on my back, kind of did like the, you know, little sexy massage time. But, I mean, we didn't make out or anything. We just kind of hugged. I mean, it was a good hug. I mean, I was feeling all the feels. But, yeah, we just hugged goodbye. And it was just kind of like, well, this was fun. Like, we should do it again sometime. Like, yeah, like kind of. We didn't like make a plan. Like, oh my god! Like, I can't wait to see you again. Like, whoa! It was just like cool. Like, it felt like he was kind of like a cool guy. So I also didn't want to come across like super needy or something. I was trying to like play it cool, you know.
Well, I love the fact that you guys went to Caddy's in Treasure Island. I actually used to live by there. Fun place. Lon and I have hung out there before.
Absolutely, we have.
Great beach, and then you can walk and get some drinks and some food. I'm bummed that he's not getting back to you. So let's do this. Sarah, we're going to put you on hold, and we're going to try to call Kyle for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, it's after this. Well, we're trying to help out Sarah this morning on the 715 second date update. They went to a great spot. It's a great hang. I used to live by there.
Yeah,
I
mean, Caddy's.
Caddy's in Treasure Island, Sunset Beach right there. They just had a beach day.
I asked her, you know, at the end of the date, you know, how are things moving along? And she's like, nothing, so.
But she did say she had all the feels at the end of the date, so she assumed
she
for
did,
sure.
But you got to know if he's having those as well.
Right, and because she has been left on, quote unquote, red, because she did send him a text and it said red, which that's kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
All right, so let's do this. We're going to try to call Kyle right now.
Hello?
Hey, is this Kyle?
Yes, it is. Who's this?
Hey, Kyle. This is JR, Lana, and Kevin. We're over here at 99.5 QIK. How you doing?
I'm good.
Good.
We're not talking to you about your car warranty, but we do want to ask you another question. Actually, can we talk to you on the air for a second? It's about a girl that's really into you, had a lot of nice things to say about you. Could we ask you a couple questions?
Yeah, I guess.
All right. Well, weird. We want to talk to you about Sarah. Sarah told us that you guys had a little beach day at Sunset Beach and kind of hung out at Caddy's, too, right there on the beach. And she thought that everything was going in the direction of another date with you. And now she has not heard from you since. So we're obviously calling you for some type of details of why you're not calling her back or texting her back, I should say, because she saw that you did read her message but did not respond. What's going on, man? We want to know. I mean, was there something she said? Is there, did someone show up that shouldn't have shown up? What happened?
Wow. I guess no. I mean, nothing was really said or anything that, you know, offended me or anything like that, or was like a red flag. Actually, there was a, like a pretty decent vibe with the conversation we were having.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm going to just be honest here, I thought that what she wore, her outfit, was just a little inappropriate, actually. And I know that sounds bad, but,
We're at the beach, though, right? Are we talking like a bathing suit?
Well, it was like a really, really tiny bathing suit. Like the bottom that she was wearing was basically a thong. And she didn't have like a cover up or anything to go around it. Like when we went into the restaurant bar part, and like her top was really kind of small. And like, honestly, like her boobs were kind of falling out. And
do you have a problem with this?
Wait.
Most guys don't have a problem with this kind of stuff.
Kind of inappropriate considering, you know, there were like kids around and it was indoors and she didn't even like put anything on to cover herself up, you know?
Well, Kyle, you got to admit though, I mean, if you look around, especially that place, because
a lot of girls are wearing,
well, not just swimsuits, but wearing, and it's kind of a style too, I think, of smaller bathing suits. I mean, she's probably not the only one there, right?
Well, no, she wasn't, but like the other people around there were like 25 years old. They were younger. You know, she's a little bit more mature. I don't think it was appropriate to be wearing that sort of an outfit. I don't think it wasn't very classy in my opinion, you know?
Yeah, you know, if it's something that's drawing unwanted attention that he doesn't want, then that's not really showing off. She's kind of showing everybody.
It's a lot of courage to wear something like that, especially to a public place.
Well, a lot of people do it. All right, so listen, Kyle, I just want to let you know that we have Sarah on the phone. That's how we got your number. I want to bring her back on, if you don't mind. Sarah?
I'm here.
You heard what Kyle had to say. I mean, was it a kind of a revealing bikini?
I mean, my jaw is on the floor. I have never in my entire life heard a guy complain about a bathing suit being too small.
Yeah.
I mean, and yes, it was a little cheeky bikini, but I mean, I work my buns off to like have a nice body. I work really hard. I work out like 5 days a week. I don't think there's anything wrong with wearing a really cute little cheeky bikini when you like work hard and you're like proud of your body. And we were at the beach.
You got to be kind of aware of your surroundings, you know? Like, yeah, we were at a beach, but there was also a bar there where there were, like, family around.
All places.
I mean, you know, if nobody's ever told you this before, if you haven't heard it, I think you kind of need to hear it. You know, like, you can't just show up anywhere wearing whatever you want to wear.
Okay, hold on a second. We are at a beach bar. We're doing, like, margaritas. We are just chilling out. If there is a place to wear a cute, cheeky bikini, it is that place. Like, we live in Florida. We talked about this. This is why we love the beach. Like, we are beach people. Like, I feel like you're shaming me for having confidence. You're really making me feel bad, and I feel like maybe you're kind of controlling or something.
Look, I just don't think that that's something that's appropriate to be wearing in public.
Okay,
you know?
I don't.
You're at the beach,
okay,
man.
Okay, Lana, tell me that you would wear a bikini like that at the beach.
I don't have the body for it.
But the point is,
if I had a body, I sure would.
You think Paul would be cool with that? There's not a chance in the world that he'd be cool with that.
That's a true
There's not a chance. I'm not saying that girls don't do it and girls can't do it. I'm just saying there are guys like Kyle that would not be cool with that.
Well, I'm pretty sure everybody else at the beach bar was cool with it because, I mean, I definitely got looks, and they were like, hey, girl, hey, looks. They weren't like, girl, put some clothes on. You know, like, that's the vibe. I don't know. Kyle, I just think, like, maybe you're a little too uptight, and you need to just step back. And I just, you should appreciate a girl who has confidence and a girl who works and a girl who takes care of her.
All right, let's just call this out now. You're kind of being a little bit arrogant. You said you work out hard, like, 5 days a week. I mean,
judging by your body, I wouldn't say you work out as hard as you think.
Oh, are you serious right now?
I'm just saying you're kind of have a little bit too much confidence in yourself.
Oh man!
Oh my god!
That took a turn.
Yeah. Jump in there, JR.
I'm gonna try. Sarah, let me ask you a question. Is this someone you still want to go out with?
Absolutely not. I think I got the closure I needed, and you know what? We're good. Like, delete out of my phone. He has no respect for women to even talk about a woman's body like that. I just think he has no class.
Well, Sarah, I love the confidence. I appreciate you coming on with us. Kyle, thank you for your time as well. I know we kind of caught you by surprise this morning, but I hope you have a great day as well, okay?
All right.
I mean, listen, obviously she's not the only one out there. It's Florida. A lot of girls wear small bikinis. That's fine. But if you're a guy who's not cool with that, you know, if it's you've been dating for one time or you've been dating for 2 years or whatever it is, that's unwanted attention.
So tell her that. Say, hey, you know what?
Okay.
I mean, when we go to the beach, maybe next time you could not wear something so
after a first date. Because she already said, it sounds like you're controlling because you don't want me to wear this type of suit.
You have to be open and honest with each other, I guess. It's up to her if she's going to date him again, but I...
Yeah, well, all right. Well, listen, let's see what you think. Was she out of line? Was he overstepping? We want to know. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK, JR, Lana, Kevin, talking about this 7:15 second date update between Kyle and Sarah. I'm kind of torn on it, to be honest with you. They went to Caddy's and Treasure Island right there on the beach, had some drinks, hung out. She thought it went great. His complaint was not about their conversation or anything that was said.
No, he was complaining because she was wearing a skimpy bikini. And he thought it was just inappropriate and was just showing off a little too much when, you know, they were at a place, you know, there is kids there and Caddy's not a lot. But you know, there are, but he just was not impressed with the way that she was being less classy,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, that's what he said. He said, I just want someone with a little more class. And she goes, I work hard for everybody. What are you talking about? Mm-hmm. You know, I want to wear what I want to wear. We're in Florida. All right. So, and get your reactions right now. We got Michael in Spring Hill. Michael, what do you think?
Hey, you tell that girl, you know what, I go to Caddy's all the time. She would have got two thumbs up from me with having that kind of confidence. Don't let that idiot bring her down in any way. My wife is 50 years old. She'd wear the exact same outfit, has the body, works out for it. And if I saw her, I'd give her thumbs up too. Hats off to her. That guy's got a real problem.
Well, Michael, I appreciate the confidence and I appreciate the compliment to your wife, man. Thanks for calling.
You got it.
Jay in Wesley Chapel. How are you, Jay?
Good morning. How you doing?
Great, man. What are your thoughts?
I think that he was overreacting. I think she should be able to wear what she wants and have confidence to be able to do so. And like you said, it's Florida. It's 24/7, 365 days a year, beach weather. And she's not the only one, I assume, that would wear something like that.
Nope.
And I encourage my wife to do the same.
I bet you do.
It makes you feel good and confident.
I hear you. If she feels confident about it, go for it. But if he's the guy that doesn't feel comfortable around it, they definitely should not be together.
Yeah, I don't think he should have slammed her as hard as he did, though.
I hear you.
He absolutely did.
All right, Jay, I appreciate you calling, man. You have a great day.
Thank you.
All right. Tia in Newport Richey. How are you, Tia?
Doing good. How are you guys?
Good. What do you think?
So, honestly, I'm going to have to side with Kyle because mad respect for him for wanting a conservative girl. And, you know, I'm going to have to side with Kyle on this one.
Okay.
Okay.
So tell me why.
I just, you know, there's not many guys out there that, you know, have respect for a woman to, you know, kind of cover up her body. And I think that, you know, that's, like I said, I think mad respect for him to go that way.
Hmm. All right. Well, listen, you got some backing. You may be in a relationship, but you may be more of the type of girl that he's looking for.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm married, so.
Well, I know. You know what? Tia, it was a hypothetical. I'm not going to give you his number. All right. Have a great day, Tia.
Bye, Tia.
Thanks. You too. Bye.
Jessica in Brooksville, talk to me.
My husband and I, we go out on the boat all the time. And if it's just him and I fishing and our, like, secret fishing spots, you know, I'll wear kind of something very cheeky where, you know, my body's kind of out there. But if I go to the sandbar with my husband and I'm a little more respectful because we're around people, there are kids at the sandbar, that's where I wear a little bit more.
And I think most of us are like that. But now, Caddies is a different type of a place.
That's kind of a party spot, yeah, but still, it's
a party
public.
Spot. Yes. It's public. And there's kids there, too.
It's but public, it's, like Jessica's saying. There, a lot of people vacation there.
Yeah.
I totally get that, and I think, like he was saying, like, you know, when you're, like, 23, 25, you don't really think about, like, other people and kids and what other people can see. But when you're older, you got to have a little more respect for people and who's around you.
All right, Jessica, I appreciate you calling. You have a great day.
You too. Thanks, guys.
All right. Bye. Oh, by the way, real quick, Jessica, where's that secret fishing spot?
Oh, man.
I'm just kidding.
It's in the bayou near Bay Pine.
Oh, here we go. You have a great day. See ya.
You too. Bye, guys.
All right. Appreciate you.
Yeah, you know, a lot of different opinions on this. You know, Rodney called in, too, and said, you know, he's in his 50s. He works out every single day. What if he wore a thong to Caddies? You know, let's,
I think there actually is a guy that walks around.
Oh,
Caddies.
There is.
Yeah,
yeah, we've all seen that. Yeah. If you go to Caddies, but but you know, you got to think about that too. You know, sure. if the roles were reversed, but yeah, a lot of good advice.
It's interesting that the girls backed him,
right? Exactly.
And the guys were like, "Do it." Yeah!
So, just interesting for to see where everybody was at on this one.
Absolutely. Well, if you missed it, it'll be up on our Instagram and Facebook page later. Their dialect was kind of interesting, especially, I should say their dialogue was interesting, especially when Kyle kind of turned and threw some jabs at the end. So if you missed it, like I said, Instagram, Facebook page. All right, so Lana, remember we were talking about how when the Lightning or any hockey team are in the playoffs and people get injured, they do not tell you the extent of the injury. They just say if that person's in or out.
Right, because they don't want the other team to know, so they don't go after those areas.
Target them. And that's just shows you how tough hockey players are, because in other sports, they do tell you.
Right.
Well, it has come out about all the Lightning injuries.
I hear it's insane.
I don't care if you're a hockey fan or not, which, I mean, I think a lot of people are obviously here in Tampa Bay, but I don't know how they even got to the arena from some of these injuries. We're going to break it down for you. Two songs out. We'll tell you all about it. Here's Thomas Rhett. It goes like this on 99.5 QIK. Thanks for having us on. So appreciative of our two-time back-to-back Stanley Cup champions, Tampa Bay Lightning. Obviously didn't end the way that anybody wanted it to, but, you know, we ran into a hot team at the wrong time, and it's all good.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Well, and we had a lot of injuries. They did, too. And when you talk about the playoffs, everybody is playing hurt. Now, the interesting thing about hockey is they don't disclose the injuries. Now, if Tom Brady has, like, a pulled hamstring or whatever, they'll be like, hey, he has a pulled hamstring. He may be day-to-day. We don't know if he's going to play on Sunday, that type of thing. And they will, you know, kind of give you the extent, but they always kind of keep you hopeful that it's going to happen. But they tell you what it is.
Right.
Well, when it comes to hockey, they don't tell you what it is because it's such a physical sport. I personally think they're the toughest athletes on the planet because they are football players on skates.
Yeah.
On ice.
Mm-hmm.
They don't tell you the extent of their injuries because they don't want you to target those spots. Let's say you're... hip was hurt.
Which is smart. I think absolutely. All sports should do it.
They would, you know, they would be going for that hip, that type of thing. So now after the season, they do release the details about their injuries. I mean, wow. So Kevin has them in front of him right now.
Yep.
Kevin, tell us about these injuries, who it was, and the extent of their injuries.
All right. Well, let's start with the biggest one, which is Braden Point.
Right.
We all know he went down in the very first round against the Toronto Maple Leafs. It was Game 7. Remember, he was the hero in Game 6. Overtime goal to send it to a Game 7. They ended up winning. Well, he had a torn right quad muscle, which is your thigh muscle.
Okay, let's just talk about that for a second.
He tore it.
Let's just talk about that. Skating. Let's just talk about you and me. Going upstairs, every time you lift, you're pulling your quad up.
Oh, and he's doing this on skates.
And he's one of the fastest guys in the league. Jeez. He obviously wasn't the same. No wonder he was out. He tried game of one and game two of the final. And now you know why he was. He really was. And then they kept him out the rest because, you know. But they said he'll be good to go in the next few weeks. He'll be ready for the next season. So torn right quad muscle. All right, let's go to Anthony Cirelli. He sustained an AC joint sprain, that's in your shoulder, in his right shoulder during the Eastern Conference Final. And then in Game 4 of the Final, he dislocated his right shoulder.
Oh, my gosh.
So double whammy.
On the right shoulder.
On the
right shoulder.
You kind of need that because you check people into the boards. Yeah. You also swing a stick as well.
Swing a stick, yeah.
I think he still had some goals, didn't he?
He's swinging that stick with a dislocated shoulder and wow.
It's a wonder he even played.
Oh, unbelievable.
It's a wonder he even played.
Would.
I wouldn't come to work.
All right, so Brandon Hagel, who they got from the Blackhawks halfway through the season, he played with a fractured foot after he blocked a shot in Game 2 of the second round series with the Panthers and played the rest of the every game after that with a fractured foot.
Now, I don't know if anybody new to hockey understands they do skate.
Yeah. So,
that would be so painful to walk
I mean, obviously, these guys have had so much practice and it's good, but balancing on those skates, doing all those things on that, moving, and you have a fractured foot and you're skating.
Yep. Doesn't matter how much practice you've done, injuries are the ultimate equalizer when it comes to that.
All right, another guy they acquired, this one from Ottawa, Nick Paul does it all, Lana.
Hey, now.
He had a shoulder AC joint sprain from the conference final against the Rangers and an MCL knee sprain in the final. Remember, he went off halfway through one of the games. He was in pain on the bench. He came back out in the game. Well, that was an MCL sprain.
MCL, okay, got it.
Yeah. Oof. All right. So, superstar Nikita Kucherov, he took a kind of an awkward fall from a cross check from a guy in the final against Colorado. That was also an MCL sprain. Mm. He played though every game since. So, but you could tell he wasn't his normal self. Corey Perry, he had an shoulder AC joint sprain against the Rangers in the Eastern Conference Final. Played the entire final. Pierre-Edouard Belmar entered the postseason, so the entire playoffs, with a meniscus injury that will require arthroscopic surgery in the next few days.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they clean all that out.
And I leave the final one for this, because it's a friend of the show, Mr. Ryan McDonough. He, in Game 5 against the Rangers in the Eastern Conference Final, he had to go off for 13 minutes of the game. Now, this is the game they took a 3-2 lead in and came back here and won Game 6 to win it. He went out for 13 minutes because he blocked a shot with his hand.
I remember this. Okay, yeah.
He had a mangled finger.
Oh.
They're calling it a mangled finger.
Oh.
And he played with it Game 5, Game 6. He came back in Game 5 later in the game. Game 6 and all of the final.
How?
With a mangled finger.
The mangled
toughest
finger.
Dudes on the planet, I'm telling you.
Absolutely.
Toughest
oh my
dudes
gosh, these guys are
the
tough.
The planet.
Oh.
Now, how do you feel about that bee sting that you had?
I know.
I'm kidding.
I made a big deal about that.
No. But I mean, that's what separates. That's why they're playing and we're not.
A
you know?
Bee sting put me out for 3 days, and these guys are playing with like torn muscles and
I know.
And
seriously,
mangled fingers.
I was wondering why Ryan didn't text me back. I thought it was because he was bummed at the loss. Now I know that he has a mangled finger. He can't probably text. Oh my gosh! Just by going back to that MCL. Just real quick, that's the MCL.
I don't know how they do it.
It's one of four ligaments that keeps the knee joint stable.
Mm.
All right. And it spans the distance from the end of the femur, that's your thigh bone, to the top of your tibia, your shin bone. That's sprained, you got a lot of things going on your leg. I mean, gosh dang.
Well, we got to give it up for our Lightning. I mean, these guys
tough
are
dudes.
No kidding.
Tough dudes. And
tough dudes.
The other thing I want to mention is they will never use that as an excuse.
No way.
Hey, we should have won. And I mean, we were on one leg, but we should have won. I mean, that's literally how they think.
Yep.
And like Kevin said, they'll skate off. I mean, they'll be hunched over where it looks like, we're not going to see that guy for the rest of the game.
And then
45 seconds later, he's back on the ice.
Not only did Nick Paul sustain an injury in the beginning of the second period, he scored a goal off all this stuff.
Wow.
The fact that Braden Point tried to come back and play with a torn that says everything I need to know about who that person is and hockey players in general.
Wow.
Right there. The fact that he tried. Oh, he came in the game that he tore it against the Maple Leafs. He came back out and tried to skate and says, I can't.
Wow.
But he tried. It tells you everything you need to know.
Now, every team has injuries at the end of the
course.
Season and all that. So, I mean, if you read off the injuries of other places, too, and that's why they're not going to use that as an excuse. But it's just hockey as a whole is just insane. But those are some major situations.
Some big ones.
So hopefully they enjoy the offseason getting healthy.
Yes.
A lot of ice. And
they said like 10, 11 weeks they have off.
And they go
then it's
right back
to practice.
Oh,
my God.
One more time. Let's give it up for our Tampa Bay Lightning. Come on. Come on.
We are doing a GoFundMe for...
We love you guys.
We're doing a GoFundMe for ice bags and doctors that need surgery. Yeah.
Wow.
All right, guys. Well, feel better. We appreciate an amazing season. All right, coming up, 810 Music Minute, new song from Luke Bryan.
Yeah.
A little preview for you. Here's Sam Hunt, 23 on 99.5 QYK. Go Bolts!
Now, it's time for Tampa Bay's Morning Crew's Music Minute on 99.5 QYK.
Well, congratulations to Garth Brooks. He's going to receive the Kris Kristofferson Lifetime Achievement Award at the 5th Annual National Songwriters Award that is taking place in September at the Ryman. He's only the fourth person to receive the honor following Willie Nelson in 2013. Bill Anderson got it in 2018 and Loretta Lynn in 2019.
Wow.
And of course, we announced yesterday he's releasing another box set that'll be out in November. Ashley McBride is taking some time off from the road for personal reasons. We don't know exactly what's going on. It was announced yesterday on Facebook. She is on the Dierks Bentley tour this year. It's Dierks, Ashley, and Travis Denning. It looks like she'll be back on tour for the July 14th show in Charleston. They're here August 20th. But Dierks has asked his friend L. King to step in.
That's a good call.
Good call for that one. So who knows if, you know, well, we don't know what's going on with Ashley, but we, you know, send our prayers and our well wishes to her.
Absolutely.
So hopefully
She's
everything is okay person. With her. We'll probably find out soon, I'm thinking. There have been imposter profiles on social media claiming to be Toby Keith. Apparently, a lot of Toby Keith's fans are getting messages from Toby Keith about sending money, requesting money, and I need help because I'm having these treatments done. That
right.
is not true.
Oh man,
no artist is ever going to reach out to their fans and ask you for money ever, and especially Toby Keith. Working on getting some of these removed, but they're posting about his updates and his treatments, and he's not doing any of that. So please just, we have to be so careful nowadays because there's so many people trying to trick you into giving you money and fake you out. I mean, you just really have to be doubly protective these days.
Forget celebrities for a second. Have you got any DMs? I have from friends that were like, hey, I just made $1,000 on this and it's crypto
yes,
and all that. And it's not them.
I know. And I kind of fell for one a
Did
little
you really?
Bit with my, and I texted my girl, it was her husband. And I texted her and I was like, is your husband asking me to be on some social platform? And
right.
she's like, no, his account got hacked.
Yeah,
and I'm
yeah.
like, so yeah, you think it's coming from your friends, but you have to be so careful.
For sure.
Luke Bryan has a brand new song coming out this Friday. Ooh. We're going to play it for you at 6 a.m. And this is a great song, apparently, to be released on this 4th of July weekend. It's called Country On, and I do have a little clip of it I can play for you.
I say, hey, USA.
When he says, hey, I can just see people cheersing to that. Hey,
oh, yeah.
hey. So that's awesome.
Luke Bryan will be here October 1st. And finally, the other Luke Combs. We may be seeing a little less of him lately. He's trying to lose weight.
Oh.
Yeah, he's not going anywhere. having a baby has completely changed this man. And he's like, I've always been a big dude and I need to get healthy.
You know, it was always something that's bugged me. I got to this point where I'm like, man, you know, I'd really love to trim down. And it's so hard for me to do that. But I think now this having a kid thing is like really messed my head up on this thing in the best way, which is like, whoa, a second. I want to be around.
Absolutely. And I'm not a dad, Kevin, you are, but I feel like when you have kids, you start living for them and you want to be around for them. So you start kind of going, hey, I need to get my act in shape so I can be the best dad and be a present dad, right, Kev?
Absolutely, but you still got to keep that dad bod. Just saying. Yes. Got to have that, baby.
Those are in.
Dad bods are sexy. We all know that, Kevin.
Thank you.
That's your Music Minute.
All right, let's do this. We're going to take a 5-minute break, and then we're coming back with Universal tickets for you. Hang on. Well, Grant, 4th of July coming up this weekend, and we will have a little 4th of July themed game for you for these Universal tickets. I'm going to ask you 3 questions. You get 2 out of 3 right, you will win, okay?
Oh, sounds good.
All right, here we go. Question 1. How many hot dogs will be consumed over the 4th of July holiday? 1 billion, 150 million, or 600 million?
Oh, gosh. 1 billion.
That is incorrect.
No.
Actually, 150 million hot dogs, which is quite a
lot of hot dogs.
All right, all good. You're still in the game. You ready?
Okay.
The Declaration of Independence was signed in 1776. It gave us our independence from who?
England.
Great Britain, England. That is correct.
Very good, Grant.
All right, here we go. The Statue of Liberty is holding a tablet. What is engraved on that tablet? The names of the first people who came to America, the names of people who signed the Declaration of Independence, or the date that the Declaration of Independence was signed?
Was it the date it was signed?
That's correct.
Yay! Yeah!
All right.
Way to go, Grant.
All right.
Well done.
Congratulations.
I was disappointed in my first answer. But
well, how are you supposed to know that?
Yeah.
That's just a sheer guess. Yeah, and
that, by the way, that's the person saying that came up with the question.
Yes, so
very interesting. Hey, Grant, you're hooked up, man. Universal tickets for you, plus a little parking pass.
Oh, great. It sounds great. Hope you guys have a great holiday.
Well, who are you going to take with you?
My son loves Universal.
Oh, nice. It's going to be great, man. Well, listen, I'm going to put you on hold. Don't hang up, okay?
Thanks.
All right, more of those tickets coming up after 5 o'clock with Travis and Lana. You know I play in the Tuesday Night Softball League.
Oh, yeah. How'd you do last night?
Well, it gets a little too serious for some people.
Uh-oh.
I got a story for you next up at Kenny Chesney on QIK. What a perfect song to talk about. Get Along right there. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK. Tuesday nights, I play in a softball league. We've talked about this before, how some people take it a little bit too seriously.
That's a big deal.
No, it's not. A lot of people try to live out their senior year on a slow pitch softball league, which is hilarious to me. But it is fun to get out there and do some things. We were trying to beat the storm yesterday because it was coming from Lutz. There was hail at Kevin's house. Yeah, it was coming our way. You know, when you're holding a metal bat and there's lightning, probably not the best thing to do. All right. But no one accused us of being any Rhodes Scholars out there. So that was one thing. All right. So this one guy on the other team starts, you know, bragging about himself because he's throwing the ball in, saying, like, you guys don't want to run on me. I've got an arm. You don't want to run on me. Like, just yelling that.
Hmm.
And we're like, all right, dude, like, that's great, but we are going to run on you because we've been doing it all game. And so I popped off and I was like, hey, we're going to test you this next play. If he gets a hit, we're sending him home, so you better get it. And just, I was joking around and he goes, well, just remember what I said. So, of course, the next guy gets a hit. We send him home. He scores just fine, of course.
Ooh.
I look at him. I go, what happened? We ran on you. We gave you a shot. Obviously stirring the pot.
a little.
Well, I mean, and he goes, wait, man. Hey, just you're talking. Just remember who started. I go, no. You're the one that warned us about your arm. I'm just saying. I go, it's all good, dude. We're just having fun. All right. So it goes on for more, and he gets up to bat and just absolutely hits us, like, again.
Taps it.
20 miles per hour, underhand. He just barely taps it to the third baseman, gets out. I don't say a thing, because right there, that's enough. If you say something, that's just mean.
Yeah.
He's already feeling it, right?
Right.
So after talking a bunch of trash, he produces nothing. Okay. And then he comes up again, produces nothing. Now I come up again.
Uh-oh.
And I look at him, I go, coming your way. Because it's under, I mean, you can kind of put it wherever you want. Because it's underground, it's underhand softball. So
some
it's
people
like
can put it directed wherever they want, not everybody.
I'm not bragging about myself. I promise you that. So I hit it right to him, go to first, and I yell, I'm coming to second. I keep running all the way to second.
JR.
And he throws it, does not get me. And there we go. And,
he punch you in the face after the game?
No, he doesn't want any part of that.
I'm surprised.
He doesn't want any part of that. That would be hilarious, by the way. But the umpire's funny because he knows what I do. He goes, all right, nobody talking about this on the air tomorrow. And I think he missed a call, I think, or we didn't have the score correct or something like that, or he didn't have the score correct. And he goes, all right. And I go, come on, Blue, you got to be on these things, like joking around because he knows me. And he goes, well, don't talk about me on the air tomorrow. It's hilarious. But he's a really good dude. He's a really good dude. By the way, at the end of this thing, me and this guy high-fived. It was all good.
Okay.
Like, he knew that I was joking. But it was just so funny about a couple other guys on their team because we mercied them, which means we won by, we were up by more than 10. And so the game ends after a certain point.
Oh, okay.
And so we mercied them. And, you know, people were trying to get off the field because the rain's coming. A lot of those guys sat in the dugout and took it really hard. They were just sitting there with their head in their hands. This wasn't a championship. This is a Tuesday night. I always say this.
What do you get if you win?
Probably a t-shirt. I don't know.
Totally worth it.
A participation award, maybe?
What about at the end of the year?
That's what I'm talking about.
Tournament, you don't get big money?
You don't get anything for just a regular season win. Tuesday night, bunch of clowns out there hitting the ball around. Nothing. I wear football cleats out there. I don't even have baseball cleats. And I got a glove that I got to play against sports. So obviously I'm not taking it that seriously. And I think our team has some of the guys on the team play more often than just once a week, but I just find it hilarious when people get so serious about it. And then it just makes me laugh. And then of course I start chirping a little bit because
you did.
All ended with a high five and it was all good.
You guys are good now.
But then I don't know the guy. I won't see him till the next time we play. but it was just so funny that he was so confident. And then it's just like, hey man, it's okay. I'm not saying you're a bad player, but we don't need to be talking trash us, though.
But if you're a dude and you start talking trash like that and then you don't produce, that's a big blow to the ego,
it's
man.
That's true.
That's tough for a guy to take.
And that's why I didn't say anything, because after that, because me saying something just stirs him up and lets him be mad at me.
Yeah.
He's already mad at himself.
I kind of feel sorry for him.
I kind of did a favor. Now that I think about it, I might be the greatest guy ever.
Yeah, I don't think so.
No, I'm just kidding. That was hilarious, man. Everybody relax. And we've gotten texts before saying, my husband or I play in a league. And
people get serious. A lot of our listeners are playing
softball. I will tell you this. The most intense league I've ever been in was a church league. We prayed before and after the game around the mound. But in the middle of that, there was a lot of F-bombs flying.
Not a lot of church stuff.
Yeah, not a lot of church things. All right. And the F-bomb was not forgiveness. I'll just put it that way. Okay. Yeah, it was quite the league. And they're like, all right. After everybody's done fighting, let's go ahead and have a prayer here at the mound. All right, we are going commercial free next. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QIK, J.R. Lana, the ACMC MA winner, 24-year radio veteran, the pride of Jesuit High School.
Go Tigers!
USF grad.
Go Bulls!
His name is Kevin Ebel. He has what's trending in Tampa Bay.
Well, July the 1st, coming up this Friday, got some new laws going into place. I told you about the sound ordinance, where if you have a tape deck, it's playing too loud, you're going to get fined. Well,
Tape deck.
The second annual Freedom Week is kicking off on Friday. This runs through Thursday, July the 7th. This is a tax-free holiday. Ooh. So this one is very cool. You can save money on entertainment, recreational, sporting, and outdoor items. You also can purchase event and performance tickets like concerts, sporting events, and plays scheduled between July the 1st and December the 31st. Mm. So admissions to museums, state parks, and season tickets also included in this tax-free holiday. So if you're looking to go to, I don't know, Luke Bryan, Dierks Bentley, any of the other concerts, buy them starting Friday through July 7th, and you get tax-free on those tickets. Mm. Same with sporting events. Tampa Bay Rays, Tampa Bay Lightning, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. If you want to buy your tickets, it might be a good time to buy this coming week, July 1st through the July the 7th, for Freedom Week. Again, you also get the sporting events, not just the sporting events, but you get outdoor items and recreational sporting event, stuff that you want to buy for your personal use as well. So very cool. It's that time of the year. Bufo toads are out and about in the state of Florida, and they're in record numbers coming in the thousands. If your dog licks them, it might kill them in 15 minutes. It's bad. So they are reddish brown to grayish brown in color, light yellow or beige on the belly. And they do not have ridges across the head, because if they do, that's a southern toad, not a bufo toad. Southern toads are fine. So if first you think your dog has licked one of these bufo toads, you wash the mouth out with a hose going forward, obviously, for 10 minutes, and then wipe their gums and tongue and obviously call your vet.
Is there a certain area that they're more prevalent to? I would assume by some type of water, but anywhere? I mean, does that say?
It does not say.
Putting you on the spot. Sorry about that.
I know last year they were really bad in Ruskin area and kind of over by me, Brandon Ruskin area. So, but it doesn't say on that.
It does not. By the way, they can reach the size of a plate,
but they're huge.
But they're poisonous at all stages of their life. So again, the Bufo Toads. And finally, the Tampa Bay Lightning ended the season with heartbreak, but the injury report, we knew it was going to be kind of crazy. Well, that came out yesterday. So let's start Braden Point. We know he was having all sorts of issues, missed a whole bunch of games. Well, he had a quad tear. That's your thigh muscle, a torn thigh muscle. Ouch. No wonder he didn't play. Anthony Cirelli had a shoulder AC joint and a dislocated shoulder. Jeez. Brandon Hagel had a foot fracture. Nick Paul, shoulder AC joint sprain and an MCL sprain. Nikita Kucherov had an MCL sprain. Scorey Perry, shoulder AC joint sprain. And our buddy Ryan McDonough had a mangled finger after taking a puck to the hand against the Rangers. Played right, went off for a little bit, came right back because he's a hockey player. But that's what's going on. So they got about 10 to 12 weeks off here before training camp starts.
You forgot one person, obviously the Lightning correspondent that we have also had an injury, Kevin.
I'm sorry. Yes, Lana was stung by some sort of hornet, wasp, yellow jacket type thing, and she played through the pain.
She played through, came in, unbelievable. Absolutely. Thank you, Lana, for your commitment.
All of us that were injured, you know, we really had to just step it up.
Yeah, she was down for a second and just came right back into the studio. Ready to go.
Well, that's what's trending in Tampa Bay. This one's in the books. Yes, sir.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 995 QIK, JR, Lana, Kevin. We appreciate the heck out of you. Thanks for waking up with us every single day. Now, I know what my highlight was of the show, but I'll let you guys go first, all right? Kevin, your highlight, sir.
It's probably got to be the second date update. They actually had a beach date to Caddies on Treasure Island, which, hey, listen, she said it was super, it was casual. It was really relaxing. It wasn't like a dinner out. It was like a lunch afternoon thing. All good, right? But he didn't see it that way, and I don't know why. I can't understand why this is the reason.
All I learned is I need to hang out there more.
Yes, yes. It'll make sense. I see. Well, as a single guy, I get it.
It'll make sense when you watch it on Instagram or Facebook. Yes. All right, Lana.
I love hearing about your softball stories. You play on a league on Tuesday nights, and every time you play, there's like always something that happens at these softball games, and it's just so funny how the people, the guys, they take it so serious. And I asked you, I'm like, well, what do you get? And you're like, nothing, maybe a t-shirt.
It's true.
And they take it very seriously. Well,
like, our team is like, we wear Hawaiian shirts. That's how serious we take
it. That's the best.
And we are, we just laugh. And like the whole time we're razzing our own team.
Right.
Like, we're like, oh, let's go, man. What are you doing? Flying out like that or like messing with each other. But then the other team is very, very serious. Most of the time. It's like, what are we doing out here? I mean, is there a scout in the stands?
I didn't know that
the Rays were recruiting people out of a Palm Harbor softball league.
And you guys are so serious. It's about ready to open up and storm, and you're on the field with metal bats when it's like lightning. So
that
like,
wasn't good.
Come on, guys.
Well, that's not about being serious. That's just about being dumb. Anyway. All right, listen. We have just an amazing traffic guy. All right. His name is Pat George. And it's a full service traffic, department that we
have. Yes, it is.
I mean, full service. He'll tell you what's going on. He takes calls from listeners who report things, which is so appreciated.
And vital for the morning commute.
Vital. But man, he really reached a new height today when it comes to details about something that happened on the road. Here's what it was.
Got a different type problem this morning, 66th Street and 58th Avenue. A large pig was struck at the intersection, and there's also some goats running around. So apparently they have left the farm, and they are at 66th and 58th Avenue. Watch out for that.
Well, you got to watch out for that. The goats are wandering, and a pig has been struck. So
see a wandering goat.
Yeah, so just be on lookout for that. But other than that, everything's green and go. That was awesome.
Hey, JR, guys, thanks so much for listening to the podcast of Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. And make sure you give us that 5-star like, and we'll keep bringing you the good stuff from the show on 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.